Blog Talk Radio.
Whoops. I'm almost there. Good morning. Good to have you with us here on Read the Word. As is always the case, we welcome you here again for this awesome time together as we read the majestic Word of God. And you know, when you look at how far we've come in the history of Israel in 3 months worth of time, we've gone all the way from creation to Joshua in this set of verses has now lived his life, and he's going to go across to the other side at the end of tonight, and we're going to enter into the period of the judges. What's interesting about this is from this point forward. Yeah, I'm taking that. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. We're in Sister Francetta's house tonight. And she just got baptized. And if you've not been baptized and you live in Michigan and you'd like me to baptize, you better get a hold of me now because I'm in the state. We'll dunk you in the river, the creek, the Great Lakes, or your favorite lake and help you do the work of God. Now, think about this. Between 1 Samuel to 2 Chronicles, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, the next six books that we read are going to finish the whole Old Testament history. Every one of the prophets, all of the Psalms, the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, all of the rest of the New Testament, we're going to read, or the Old Testament, we're going to read that in the next six books. It's when the chronological order gets exciting because we're going to get to hear the prophet prophesy at the exact point in history when it happened. Now, to me, that's amazing, and it's my first time to bring it to you. So, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. I get all fired up and forget what I'm doing here and just go to preaching and teaching. Say the opening prayer with me now. Oh my goodness. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Now, remember, there's time stamps on every one of these, mostly. I have to say mostly, Lord, because the last 7 days we didn't have time stamps much, but you put some in. Now, last night I did something different. I wrote down times as I went through, and I went back and put the time zones in. And now watch this. When I did, I just put those times in. I'll let you go in and put words in, and that would help us out. It's a pretty awesome thing. You can just make a comment with it in there, in Jesus' name. Oh, I got to stop talking. Joshua chapter 22. Here we go. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. And he said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brethren as he promised them. Now therefore return and go to your tents and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. Take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you to love the Lord your God. That's our commandment that we live in. Walk in all of his ways, keep his commandments, to hold fast to them, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, it doesn't say all that, but that's what our commandment says. Verse number 6. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now, to half the tribe of Moses, given a possession basement. But the other half of it, Joshua gave a possession among their brethren on this side of the Jordan. And indeed, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them. You got to love them. God's leader bless you. And I want to tell you something. Some of you, you're not receiving blessings from me. I bless the screen all the time. Put my fingers right up there on the screen and say, I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. Spoke to them saying, return with much riches to your tents. Now, why did the Holy Spirit tell him to put that in there? With very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with very much clothing. I do not ever remember reading these verses.
I don't either.
Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. So the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. You can sit right here. Thank you. I love it. You guys got to see this. Somebody put your finger on the verse where I am so you can tell me. Look at this cool cup.
That was so good.
This is from the Creation Museum. No, the Ark in Kentucky, Northern Kentucky. And when you put hot coffee in there, the rainbow lights up. And just so you know, I'm not ashamed to have the rainbow. It's God's promise.
Right.
He's never going to destroy the earth again like he did. But there's going to be a whole lot of people on this earth that's going to go to hell for acting the wrong way with his wonderful rainbow, because it is a sign of blessing, not the curse that
Amen.
They use it for.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Verse number 9. Mm-hmm. Is that where I am? Yeah.
Yes.
Children of Reuben, children of Gad, half the tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel at Shiloh, which is the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they have obtained according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And they did not go empty-handed. Verse 10, when they came to the region of the Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, children of Reuben, children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great and impressive altar. I like that. Children of Israel heard someone say, behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, half the tribe of Manasseh built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan in the region of the Jordan on the children of Israel side. When the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them. Lost my voice. Children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest of the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead. And with them 10 rulers, one ruler each from the tribe of house of every tribe of Israel. Each one was head of the house of his father among the divisions of Israel. Then they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what treachery is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, and that you have built for yourself an altar that you might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor not enough for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that you must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it shall be, if you rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel? Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take possession among us. But do not rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us by building yourselves an altar besides the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? And that man did not perish alone in his iniquity. The children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the division of Israel, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of God, he knows, and let Israel itself know if it is in rebellion or if in treachery against the Lord, do not save us this day. If we have built ourselves an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer on it burnt sap offerings or grain offerings, or to offer peace offerings on it, let the Lord himself require an account of us. But in fact, we have done it for fear, for a reason, saying, in time to come, your descendants may speak to our descendants, saying, what have you to do with the Lord, your God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between you and us, you and the children of Reuben, the children of Gad. You have no part in the Lord. So your descendants would make our descendants cease fearing the Lord. Therefore, we said, let us now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offering, not for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between you and us and our generation after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, with our peace offerings, that your descendants may not say to our descendants in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore, we said that it will be when they say this to us in our generation in times to come, that we may say, here is the replica of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, though not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifice, but it's a witness between you and us. 29. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn from following the Lord this day to build an altar for burnt offerings, for grain offerings or for sacrifices besides the altar of the Lord our God, which is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas, the priest and the rulers of the congregation, the heads of the division of Israel's, who were with them, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, children of Manasseh, spoke, it pleased them. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us. I would say, because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord, now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. Glory be to God. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the rulers returned from the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan to the children of Israel, and brought back word to them. So the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going to war against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. The children of Reuben and children of Gad called the altar witness, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God.
Amen.
That's a powerful chapter.
Yeah.
Now, I gotta tell you, I just did not remember that story. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of you might be like, you're the preacher. You can't say those kind of things. It's amazing this time through what I'm seeing that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Now, some of you, oh my, I need to say this. So I'm going to say it. When I was a kid growing up, my mom and dad had what they called Bible story records, and they were an animated Bible that was basically reading the Old Testament and the New Testament, but it was animated like the old radio shows, and it was very powerful. And as a kid, we didn't have a TV in our house because we didn't believe in TVs, and I still don't believe in TVs, even though I have a TV in my house. But anyways, so that was what we did on rainy days and snowy days and many other days. And that really helped me, and my brothers and sisters have a very serious depth of understanding of the Word of God. Now, the reason why I'm saying that to you right now is if you have children and grandchildren, you can buy those same audio recordings through an organization that's called
Your Story Hour. Yeah.
Your Story Hour. And you can find it online. And they're CDs. And probably pretty soon you'll be able to get them in a digital download.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the exact same recording that I heard when I was a kid in the 70s. But they're just on CDs. And it brings the Bible to life like you've never, it's very interesting. And you know what? I don't remember this story. That's very interesting to me. Get it. Order them for your kids. You might like them yourself. When I first came out here, I was buying them for my grandsons. I bought me my own set and listened to them in the semi, hauling water in oil field out in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it just brings the whole Bible to life. Oh, somebody help me. I'm talking and I can't shut up.
There's quite a few of them, album four.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them. And they have American leaders that tells the story of the American patriots.
Yeah, I see that too.
Here we go. Chapter 23. Oh, my goodness. Help me, Jesus. This is 1601. Starship Enterprise. Came to pass a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their battles, enemies round about, that Joshua was old and advanced in age. Joshua called all the elders, all of Israel. Oh, my. Joshua called for all Israel, for the elders, for their heads, their judges, for their officers, and said to them, I am old and advanced in years. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these nations because of you. For the Lord your God, he it is who fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that you remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, for the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off as far as the great sea to westward. Verse 5, and the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land as the Lord your God has promised you. Look at this again, verse 6. Therefore, be very courageous. That's one of Joshua's favorite statements.
Mm-hmm.
To keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Lest you turn aside from the right hand or to the left. Lest you go among those nations. Those who remain among you, you shall not make mention of the name of their gods. Don't even make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them. Stop messing with the zodiac. Stop messing with witchcraft. Stop messing with Eastern religions. Get that stuff out of your life and off your Facebook pages.
Amen.
Good preaching. Verse number 9, 8, hold fast to the Lord your God as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations. Love that. But as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. And you can refer that to Joshua 1:5. No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Verse 10, one of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you, and as he promised you. Take careful heed to yourself that you love the Lord your God, or else, if indeed you do not, you do go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages with them and go into them, and they to you. Know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you. They shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges on your side, and thorns in your eyes. Wow. Till you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed. Wow. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so the Lord will bring you all harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land, which the Lord your God has given you, when you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods. Bow down to them. Then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given unto you.
Wow.
That's serious.
Yeah. And there's so many gods out there.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 4, Covenant at Shechem. Is that right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think it was 22 and 23 tonight.
The gods out there are the video games and so much out there that are gods to kids, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with demonic things.
Yeah.
Chapter 24, the Covenant at Shechem. You can also find this in Exodus 24. Isn't that interesting? Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelled on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. I also sent Moses and Aaron. I plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. Afterward, I brought them all out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued you, your fathers, with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out unto the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelled in the wilderness for a long time, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwell on the other side of the Jordan, and they fought with you, but I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them before you. Even so, Jesus. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, rose to make war against Israel and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you. Also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I've given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build. And you dwell in them, and you eat of the vineyard and the olive groves, which you did not plant. Therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 16, so the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us out and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did these great signs in our sight and preserved us all the way we went among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwell in the land. We also will serve the Lord. For Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord. He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. Joshua said to the people, you are witness against yourself that you have chosen the Lord for yourself to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you. Oh, that's why he said it. And incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. Somebody had gods underneath a tent somewhere. People said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, took a large stone, set it up there and under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each one to his own inheritance. Came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnah Serah, which is the mountains of Ephraim on the other side, the north side of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord she had done for Israel. Bones of Joseph with the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt. They buried at Shechem in the plot of ground which Jacob had brought for his sons of Hamor, father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, which became an inheritance to the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Okay. It says 27 minutes. Okay. Did I really talk that long?
Probably.
Don't, as a man, don't ever ask that question when two women are sitting there. They're always going to tell you yes.
We're not going to question them on time.
No.
Time is nothing to God.
We always want to make sure you have an opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation. I know there's many of you that have prayed the prayer many times, but I want to encourage you in God. Every time you pray that prayer, you get a new revelation of who God is on the inside of you. So I encourage every one of you to pray this prayer with us. I won't preach anymore, I don't think. I'll do my best not to. Pray this prayer with us, and today you will be right with our Father. You're not getting a religion. You're not getting a denomination. You're just going to be right with God.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John
3:16. And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day for
and
me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
Get this one. All of your righteousness.
And all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light, from fear to faith, and from sin to righteousness. Why? Because Jesus, the light of the world and the author and finisher of the faith and the perfect righteousness, just came to live on the inside of you by your own invitation. And all you got to do is get the door open a crack, and he's going to come in and fill every part of your life. Now, get this picture. You no longer have God trying to come on you from the top of heaven down on you. He's now inside of you, guiding you from the inside out. You have the resident teacher, the Holy Spirit, living in you. And he's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness for his namesake, Psalm 23. You became an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and a part of the body of Christ, which is what all of us are. I'm a pastor. I'm an apostle, sent one to this, do this work right here. And we welcome you to be a part of it. Send me an email, send me a message. Tell me, Pastor, I just prayed the prayer. Help me walk with God, and I will help you walk with God.
Amen.
Every Sunday morning on this program, we receive communion. Make sure you're here. Share this program with your family every day. Take your wife and kids and your husband and kids and say, sit down, we're going to listen to this. It's only a half an hour long, 20 minutes, and it'll be a blessing to you every single day of your life. Make sure you click the bell, you click subscribe, and hit the like button, and we'll continually be here to be a blessing to you. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, right here, same time, same station. Remember this. Ready?
We love you.
And
God loves you.
And Jesus
is Lord.
If you're in Michigan, then send me a message. And I want to come see you and hug your neck. Jesus, mighty name. Talk to you soon. Those of you around the world on Blog Talk Radio, we sure do love you. Pray for you every day. Be bold, be strong, share this with everybody you know. And it'll be a blessing to you and to them. If you can contact us, please do. I know some of you are in nations where you can't, but that's all right. Send us a postcard and just put on it. You know, we'll know who you are. And it'll be a blessing to you and to us in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see again, this is what I say. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. May the eyes of your understanding be flooded with enlightenment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you soon.